Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. We're going to go back to August 16th of 2015. It's AT&T Park. It's a day game. It's a Sunday. 41,904 there to see a matchup of Madison Bumgarner on the hill for the Giants, a lefty, and Joe Ross, a right-hander for the Washington Nationals. Now, this is the fourth game of a four-game series. In the first game, Vogelsong over Strasburg, the Giants won it 3-1. In the second game, Affelt over Scherzer, Giants win it 8-5. And the third game, Peavy over Gio Gonzalez, and the Giants win it 12-6. So here we are on Sunday, Madison Bumgarner on a beautiful day at AT&T Park against the Washington Nationals as the Giants go for the sweep. Here are the lineups today: Taylor, Rendon, Bryce Harper, Escobar, Zimmerman, Desmond, Worth, Ramos, and Joe Ross for the Giants in 2015. Think back to these names: Blanco, Duffy, Belt, Posey, Pence, Crawford, Justin Maxwell, Kelby Tomlinson, and Madison Bumgarner. Boy, some of those guys in the prime of their careers. All right. Washington doesn't have any hits through the first four, only a walk to Jason Worth mars the perfect performance so far of Madison Bumgarner. In the Giants' fourth, they break through. Blanco gets a base hit. Duffy flies out to center. Posey grounds out to third. And Hunter Pence comes up and knocks one over the wall in left field. And the Giants are up 2-0, homer number 8 for Hunter Pence. Next hitter is Brandon Crawford, and he hits a ball to the top of the wall in right field, and we've heard that noise before. They call it a home run. Replay is then invoked, and they upheld the call of the umpire. It is a home run. Crawford hits it, and the Giants are up now 3-0. Wow. In the Giants' fifth, Tomlinson gets a base hit. Bumgarner gets a double in an RBI. The Giants are now up 4-0. Duffy and Belt go out, and that is the end of the fifth inning. Washington with only one hit as we move into the seventh inning. Bumgarner now faces Casey Jansen, and he hits one out.
Bumgarner hits a high drive left field. This one is gone. Well, that's an exclamation point for a great day for Bumgarner. His fourth home run of the year. Yeah, he's the best hitting pitcher. 5-0 Giants.
Home run number 4 for Madison Bumgarner. As he's just cruising along, he ends up going a complete game in one of the most dominant performances of his career with the bat and also on the mound.
2-1 pitch, swing, and a fly ball to center. Waiting for it, Blanco, he's got it. The game is over. Bumgarner with his second complete game in a row. This one a shutout against the Nationals. And the Giants have swept a four-game series from Washington.
A shutout, 5-0 over Washington. 5-7-0 for the Giants. Washington, 0. No runs, 3 hits, no errors. For Bumgarner, 9 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, and 14 strikeouts. Joe Ross takes the loss. As I said, one hit for the Nats. They picked up a couple of hits late in the game, but Bumgarner finished it off. Wow. For Madison Bumgarner that year, 5 homers and 9 RBIs. He had a 743 OPS. In 2015, it was a great year for Madison Bumgarner. 32 games, 4 complete games, 218 innings, 181 hits, 21 homers, 39 walks, and 234 strikeouts. He had a 293 earned run average, and he was 18-9. He struck out 14 on June 23rd against San Diego, and 6 times that year, he struck out 10 or more. What a career as a San Francisco Giant for Madison Bumgarner. Well, that year, 2015, was not the Giants' year. The Dodgers end up winning the division again, 92-70. The Giants, 84-78, 8 games back. But on this one, August 16th, 2015, 2 hours and 17 minutes, a beautiful Sunday at AT&T Park, Madison Bumgarner showed just who he is. Home run, double, complete game, 14 strikeouts, a shutout. Wow, that's a great game in Giants franchise history.